Caring Violet celebrates her 100th birthday. A Tomenden woman is celebrating an amazing 100 years of life. Excuse me. Congratulations to Violet on reaching her 100th birthday, said Violet Noble's niece, Jean Hartley. What an achievement, but what is special is how she has spent those 100 years. A lifelong member of the Labour Party and a member of Vale Baptist Church and loyal blood donor, she has cared for people all her life. Violet was born on December the 23rd, 1921. In 1937, the family had lost both parents, and Violet, at the age of 15, took on the responsibility of running the family home and caring for her siblings. She was determined that none should have to go to the workhouse, and dedicated her time and energy selflessly in caring for them all. During the war, Violet took on the role of being a bus conductress, which initiated her lifelong inquisitiveness and interest in people, which continues to this day. Just after the war, Violet married George Noble, who fortunately shared Violet's passion for helping others. Jean said, "There must be many people living in Tomenden, particularly Cornholme, who know Violet, but if not, she undoubtedly knows you or of you." Her knowledge of Tomenden and its inhabitants served Roger Birch well when he was writing his books on Tomenden, as Violet remembered so many people and could put a name to most of the in the photographs he had. Her interest in people and their lives helped to develop her a wonderful sense of fun and good humour, which is still evident in conversation today. People visit Violet to both cheer her up and to be cheered up themselves. Having lost her own son, Stephen, in 1988 at the age of 38, she has supported her daughter-in-law, Margaret, grandchildren, Elizabeth and Jonathan, and great-grandchildren, Sophie and Sydney, George and Eli. Violet now resides in Waterside Lodge, where she enjoys many visitors, both family and friends, and for her birthday, she was treated to a brass band performance in the garden.